This is the Como Afternoon News on Como News Radio.
Coming up at 4:26 this afternoon, we'll have commentary from John Carlson. In the meantime...
Chief! John!
I'm here.
Get y'all excited, Tom.
I know my son's excited. He was playing this all weekend long.
Microsoft is releasing the sales numbers now for Halo 4, and they are massive. Joining us on the Como Newsline is Halo franchise development director Frank O'Connor. Frank, this is bigger than the biggest movies in history?
Yeah, it's kind of an apples to oranges comparison, but since we're talking about big ticket entertainment in this year, it's one that we like to do, and it's a good reminder that video games have come a long way since Pong.
Why is it since Pong? Yeah, I would say this is a little ways since Pong. Why? What makes this game and this franchise so popular? I mean, there's a lot of competition. There's another big one coming out tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, Call of Duty comes out tomorrow. As a player, I'm excited about that. But I think the thing that makes Halo unique and gives it a differentiating factor is probably the story. It's a big universe with lots of well-known heroes and a universe that people can get attached to in the same way that they became attached to things like Star Wars and Lord of the Rings.
So is this just a nerdy boy thing? I can't believe said that.
No, that's a fair comment, but I think, you know, video games have been around for more than 40 years at this point, and now they're sort of part of our traditional entertainment. And we have, you know, we were in a match last week with a group of adult women, very adult women, who are raising money for breast cancer in a tournament. And that's called Fight Like a Girl, but it's actually a bunch of, 20 and 30-something women playing. And that's fairly typical of Halo's audience. It's not very monolithic. It's pretty disparate, and there's a lot of variety in the types of audience that we garner.
Halo franchise development director Frank O'Connor with us. $220 million in the first 24 hours of release. That's higher than the previous Halo games. And this comes in the face of the rumors or the reports that we keep getting that video game sales have continued to decrease. This must give them a tremendous shot in the arm, but also be very gratifying to you to know that your game can kind of buck that trend.
Well, I think when Mark Twain said that rumors of his death had been greatly exaggerated, he was setting up Hollywood and the video game industry. Every year, Hollywood says, that's it, no more, we can't have any big blockbusters. And it's usually right after the failure of one particularly bad movie. And then the next thing, you know, you have an Avatar or a Star Wars Episode One or whatever the next big thing is. The video game industry goes through these cycles as well. There's doom and gloom. And we are coming towards the end of the life cycle for this generation of consoles. And you'll go through transitionary phases. But what happens is if you have a good game, and you build it, and they come. It's as simple as that.
Frank, what's next for the Halo franchise?
Obviously, we're going to try and take a couple of weeks off to decompress. There's been 300 people working for 3 years, and in some cases on 24/7 shifts towards the end of it. So there's a lot of decompression, but not much time before we have to get started on planning and building the next thing. So that's exactly what we're planning now.
Now the people going 24/7 are the people playing the game. Thank you, Frank.